Tacheres. They're not mixed in any other type of bir machshavas. Like he says, Mikan la machshavas shematiyas umizu, shemachshavas psul matzima de pigul. Meaning that when is there an issa pigul, when you chayav korsi eat from the meat, if the only machshava you had wrong was only the machshavas pigul. But let's say you had some other machshava also there, that that machshava would also pass to the korban. Let's say it was a korban chattis, and you had a mind to make the shchit l'shem a korban oilo, that the machshava shtol l'shemah passes the korban. And then the shasta kabbalah you have in mind to make this rika or shleil l'zmanoi, there would not be a chiyuv koros, there would not be pigul. It has to be lo yarov by machshavas acheres. There is no other bad machshava here, the only bad machshava is only machshavas pigul. No other bad machshava. Then the pasuk says, pigul ze chutzlum koimai, that there's another type of machshava that passes, the machshava to do it, the wrong place. Yiyat says, malameid, shem etstarfim zem ze, that you starve both of them together. Rashi says, yiyat osna kotlu chutzlum koimai chutzlum manai, hebei achas malameid shem etstarfim, means chatzis shiur nishtel lesa korbin. And now masisim, lech chatzis zayis fachut, chatzis zayis lamocha posel. But you have to have a machshava to eat at least a kezayis. If you have a machshava to eat only less than a kezayis tomorrow, that's not a machshava. But let's say you had a machshava to eat a chatzi kezayis tomorrow, and you had a machshava to eat a chatzi kezayis chutzlum koimai. You can start these two machshavas together, and it's said that you had a bad machshava on a kezayis, that the mice now the korban will be possible. Pigula would not be, because you have another machshava. You have another machshava here. A korban and possible would be. Then the pasuk says, "The anefesh or achilas menu, echad v'leshnayim, one and not two. But only one of these two machshavas has the chiyuv koros, and not both of them. The yezer, which one has the chiyuv koros? The chutzlus manoi, that goes in the machshav if you have in mind b'shas dalar avodis to do an achila tomorrow. The gomer of another minoiser, the domilei design day, the domer, they both have a psul zman, and they both have a psul in the bomer." That's how we learn out that by the machshavas shloibiz manoi, that makes pigul, and the machshavah shloibim koimoi, that only makes the psul, although there's no chiyuv koros. Alright, let's stop here. You're holding that chof test from Ralph. Again, the Gemara just answered, that Robert just answered, how do we know that the psul pigul is chusliz manoi? And the psul only makes the psul is chutzlum koimai. She said, we all learn it out from the big posik in the Vayikra Zayin, the b'shtei achilas, and shlishim means chutzlum manoi, and then pigul means chutzlum koimai. Now the Gemara says, the fourth line down, oh, malei rav papa l'rovo, so rav papa asked the question back to rovo, lididok according to you, that you darshan all the droshes from this first posik in Vayikra Zayin, that is a psul of chutzlum koimai, and that is a chiyuv koros by chutzlus manoi. If so, shlishi de pashas kadoshim to you, my derashtebe. What do you do with the extra postik though that it says on the ikri test in kadoshim to you? It says again shlishi. What do you do with that postik? The chur, you do not need it for a machshav of chutzlum koimai, because you learned it out from the first postik. So what do we do with this postik? Someone says, so Rav answers, that pasuk I need, lemakom shiyo mishulish. That it has to be a place that you think to eat chutzlum koimai, that you have a machshava b'shas adalar avoidis to make one of the achilas chutzlum koimai. Now what's called chutzlum koimai? It has to be to such a makom which is mishulish b'dam b'bosa b'murim. It has to be such a place that has shaykes to the dam, to the zrikas adam, teeding of the meat, and it will be murim of burning of the fats. So Rashi explained, what did this come to Afuke? Rashi says, V'limoy da machshavas chutzlum koimoy, she'en amoyeles elo oy b'kodesh ha'kadoshim shechish v'leim l'ochlam chutzli azorah, either by a korban chattis, that you had in mind to eat the meat outside the azorah, that's a psul, oy b'kodeshim kalim l'ochlam chutzli, you have a machshavas to eat outside Yerushalayim. But prat, what's not called a machshavas? The mechash of lechol behechol. If you think to eat this meat inside the kodesh, inside the hechol, there it's not a psul. Why not? The dinan you have to mechash of the mokum mishulish. Rashi says, meaning the dam b'bos of emurim. Haino chutzli azara in chutzli azara outside the base of migdish. V'shas heter abamis at a time when you have a right to build the bamis outside the base of migdish. So then you have dam and you have Imurim, and you have the Basar. But Lafuki Heichol, Mashenkin in the Heichol, in the Kodesh itself, Shein Boy Haktaras Imurim. There's no burning of the fats of the Imurim in the Heichol. V'loy Achilas Basar, there's no Achilas Basar, Kodesh Zalarit inside the Heichol. The only place you could eat is outside in the Azara, but not inside the Heichol. Therefore, Bishash, you bring in one of the Kabbonis. You think Bishash, Chito, Kabbalah, or Halachas Rikam, that you plan to eat the meat inside the Heichol, or you plan to burn or to make the Zrik inside the Heichol, that's not a psul, that's not a Machshava Pestelis. That's why the Pasuk says, Shlishi, again, there has to be a Makam that's Meshulash, that has all these three things, it has the Dam, and Murim, and Achila. The other one says, Tepikulei Mikro Kama, I should be able to learn out this Rosh also from the first Pasuk. Mikro Kama, I should know this. Why? Because in the first Pasuk also, the Pasuk says, Meyocho Yeyocho, and there also, Midiafke Rachmona B'loshen Shlishi, since the Torah says Loshen of Shlishi over there, it should also mean a Mokom that's Meshulish. So what do I need the second Pasuk still for? I should be able to learn out all from the first Pasuk. Samarin says, Omer Rav Ashi, Amri Salishmaite Karim the Rav Masna, I said over this learning in front of Rav Masna, and Omele, he said back to me like this, Imehosam, if I would only learn it out from the first Pasuk, Imehosam, have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Shlishi is Prat, that's a Prat. Pigol is a Klau. Vinasa Klau, Maisav ala Prat. It should be the Klau is being marvelous, saying more than just the Prat. It's a prat and then a klal. If so, v'yisrabu sharmakaymas, I would have thought to say even other places, even inside the heichal also, there should be a psul of chuslim kaymayim. Kamash malon, that's why I need the next pasuk in Kedeshim to you, but that's why it says no time shlish to tell us no, that it has to be only in a makom, which is mishulish, and not in the heichal itself, which is not mishulish. Tanur Rabbanan, learn like this. The verse says, "V'yim meyochol yeyochol mitzar zevach shlomus." This is the pasuk we just got finished dashing before. It talks about the machshavas of pigul. We have a machshava b'shach the dollar avoiders to eat to make an achila shloy bizmanoi on the third day. Samar says, "Amar Rabbeleza says, Koyfos necho like bend over your ears lishmoya to hear pshan this pasuk." But the pasuk is talking about the mechashev lechol mizivchoy b'yoyim hashlishi across the medaber. This pasuk is talking about we have a machshava teat from this korbin b'yoyim hashlishi. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Now, it's not that you're mamish eating noiser, the meat that was left over, but like we learned, machshav is tigrul, you have a machshava b'shas, one of the dalar avoiders, teat from the meat tomorrow. So he says, ayena, maybe not that way. Maybe the pasuk is talking about real noiser. If you leave over the meat on the third day and you eat it, maybe for that also you have chorus. Maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. So I'll tell you like this. Achashu kosher yachso v'yifso. What kind of svar is that? Like if the korban already, if the dalet avodis were done behechsher. There's no svar for just the fact you left over the meat and you ate the meat on the third day. And the pasuk says lo yichoshev. The pasuk says lo yirotza. The pasuk says this korban is no good. So if the dalet avodis were done behechsher, there's no svar that later it should become possible. So therefore, for sure, when the pasuk says here lo yirotza, the korban is no good, it's talking about that you had this bad machshava b'shas the dalet avodis, and not if it was just left over. Oh, Malay Rabbi Akiva. The Akiva says back, Hain, yes, Motsir, we find a case like this. But even though something was done behechsher, later it could become possible. We found Bizav Vizava, Fishemeris Yoim, Kineged Yoim, Shein Becheskas Tyro, they're all Becheskas Tyro. Rashi says it means Sheposko, Veshil Limna Shemesi Purim. After they became the man, or Anisha became a Zava, or a Zav, now they start to count the Zainakim. For mana they counted dalrei hayom, they already counted 4 or 5 days that they're totally clean. Now the locher is v'imro. If they see, let's say, on the 6th day, sasu kol minyonim, it takes away all the count they had so far. They learn the gemara nida. Tiyachat itor with darshinach erachal kulon Shleite tumim aftekas ben, you can't have any hefsek of tumim in between. So you see, even though you started to count Tyra, if something happens later, you see again, it takes away what was done good before. Same thing with Shemeris Yom Kenegadim, Rashi says, Haroi, if an Isha sees dam, Toich Echad Osa Yom Sheb Ben Nidla Nidla, between the 11 days, between one Nidla and another Nidla, she sees dam. Fetov Lulamachor, the next day she goes to the mikvah, Shachos, in the morning, Harei Torah, really she's Torah? Why, even though you have to wait one day, but the klal is the mikvah Sayyam Kukulai. The fact you waited part of the day, that's like you waited the whole day. Now, the Yimtira Hayyam, if she sees after the mikvah, she sees later on in the daytime, and again, Dam, Sosra Tairosa, it takes away her Taira. For Yodam Vikalim Shinogabem Hayyam, Tameilam Afreya. If she touched any Kalim even after she went to the mikvah, the Maisa does Kalim now Atamei. So you see, even though she was tor, if she sees Dam later, it saves her, it takes away what we had before. So maybe the same thing here also by Korban. Even though the Korban was brought with its Dalet Avodis, but maybe if lady leave it over and eat the Eitzah Nisa, maybe that makes a psul in the Korban. So that's more says, by Zav, Zav, we function, Mercy, I'm going to join. Shein the Cheskas Tyra, still the Kivan, Shirol Sosru, is Av Atah to Tam here also. Do not wonder, I'll say on this, that maybe Shafa Pisha Huchshar, even though it's Kosher, even though the Korban, the Dalet Avodis were done by Hechsham, Shayachs of the Yisrael, don't wonder to say that it should again become possible. So maybe the Pasuk is talking about where you left over the meat, eat nicer, that also makes the psul in the Korban. Or Malays, if it backed him, no, Harei Yoima, the Pasuk says, Hamakriv. It says in the Pasuk, Udashim before, Hamakriv. So we say now it means, Bishas HaKrovu Nivso, Vienna Nivso Vishlishi. The Korban only becomes possible Bishas the Avodis Adon, Bishas you're doing the Dalet Avodis. But once the Dalet Avodis were done already, then it does not become possible later on the third day. Simur says, oh, Yehina, maybe not this way. Simur says, oh, Yehina, oim ha-makriv. Because maybe when the Pasuk says the word ha-makriv here, it does not mean to teach us that the psul has to be chal Bishas HaKrovu, but maybe it comes to teach us Elezeh Kain ha-makriv. Maybe it's talking about Hamakriv means the Kohen that's Makriv. The Pasuk is teaching us then, Shlo Yeh Kosh Lekuna. Maybe the Pasuk is teaching us that a Kohen that does the Avoid and makes Pigul, he's possible to be a Kohen. The Soshram in the Tatira, she says, that Shasak Ravo Psul Kohen. Maybe you hear both things over here. The Taka, the Psul has to only be done by Shasak Ravo, and also maybe the Kohen also becomes possible. So true. Hamakriv Taka is a good deal to say, that the psul is only b'shas akrovo and not later b'shas the achilus of noisa. But still asking, maybe hamakiv also means to teach us that the kohen hamakiv becomes posel. Someone says, ki shuwaimer oisoi, when it says the posel hamakiv oisoi, so the zevachu medaber is talking about the korban. Only the korban becomes posel. The yein medaber the kohen is not talking about the kohen, and if not me, the kohen does not become a posel. The Nazim Ben Nazi says like this, Oise, what is the Pasuk say, Hamakriv Oisei, Matamlem, what does it say it for, Matamlem, Tefi Shenem, since the Pasuk says in Devorim, Loi Tiacha L'Shalmoi, you should not wait to bring your Korban, your Neder, to the law of Loi Tacha, do not wait too long in bringing your Korban. Yochlai would have thought to say, Af Miacha Nidroi, V'lo Yerotz, if somebody waits to bring his Korban too long. Also, there's a psul in the korban. Maybe not only are you over lav of leitacher, but you also make a psul in the korban. And this time, lema no, the pasuk teaches us oisai, oisai b'lo yirotze v'yena ma'acha nidre b'lo yirotze. Where is the psul in the korban? Only if you have a machshava b'shasta yavoidus. That makes a psul in the korban, but not when you just leave your korban and bring it too late. Even though you overlap about Tacham, but I call upon him, the Korban is still kosher. That's Benazir's Rosha. Acherim Oimrim, others say, which Chorim Indra Meir says, that Lo Yichoshev, when the Pasuk says, Lo Yichoshev, that's the Diyik. The Machshava Hu Nifsol, V'yei Nifsol V'Shlishi. That only becomes possible with the Machshava, to leave it over to it later, but not
with the actual noisa. Rashi b'machshava, whom this Rashi says, then refers from the rishon the makiv lemashmulu. But this is a bigger deal, because the first pasuk of a makiv is not mashmulu shasakrova ad the goma krolimusay. The makiv was lo yichoshev b'machshava zayis. He holds the bigger drasha from the word lo yichoshev. It's only a psul machshava here and not where it's a real noisa. U ben azay kebizelva hakosim medaber. How does Ben Azai learn the pasuk is only talking about the psul goes upon the korban and not upon the kayin? Maybe the kayin also becomes psul. See, boy, same one teretz could be nafkulei midi achirim. He'll also agree like achirim says. Rashi says midi tzra kol meimo ben anisul bashlishi. That's the teacher that doesn't become psul with noisa. Shemamina bezevach kosim medaber. We're talking about the korban itself. Di bezevach we're talking about the kayin. Lo me yifso b'shlishi. Why should he become pasul on the third day? Hello, who loichot? He didn't do anything wrong. Ki yemayif, only the one that eats it. So since you need a pasul to teach us that does not become pasul on the third day, we're talking about the korban right now, and we're not talking about the kain. Pshit of the kain will not become pasul just for the fact it was left over nicer, the leftover the meat. So therefore it's a raya, we're talking about the korban, the psul is upon the korban, and not upon the kayin. And viboy sema, another teretz could be, midichsev lo yirotze, since it says in the pasuk, it says, lo yirotze, lo yirotze, well, since it says two times, lo yirotze, and lo yirotze, so zivchu, going on the korban is the psul of lo yirotze. Rashi says the ain loshin lo yirotze noifu b'psul kayin. It doesn't apply such a loshin. You don't say upon the kayin lo yirotze. So the sure is talking about the psul on the korban itself. On this it says lo yirotze. Ubenazai oisoi b'lo yirotze v'yein miyach anigra b'lo yirotze miyachin afka the true learned out from over here. This type of a drosha. That when is there a psul in the korban if you have the wrong machshavas b'shafti avoida, but just for leaving over the korban and bringing it at the wrong time, the korban doesn't become psul. The deek from over here is it true? Midi acherim nafka. The chush learned it out from the acherim. The tani will not like this. Acherim ayrim. Others say like this. Yochai would have thought to say yai bechor sheibru shenosai. That a bechor that really is supposed to bring the korban during the first year before it's 1 year old. What's going to be if you left it and you did not bring it till after it's 1 year old? Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yehei Bechor, Shebrish Nosai, Kipsulai, Hamagdoshim, Echibik Sidney.